Central. Who's happy to be alive today? Yeah, that was amazing. We have Ben leading us in worship, an old friend of a few of ours, coming from the warm state of Florida to suffer for Jesus in Michigan with us. We're grateful. And choir and orchestra, they were great. Can we give them a hand? That was nice, kind of changing it up a little bit. Always fun. Well, hey, if you're new here, my name's Corey. I'm one of the guys that gets to serve at this incredible church and with our family of churches around the world. And as you just saw from that quick bumper video, we are in a series called Guardians, Volume 1. We're walking week by week through the letter from Paul to Timothy in the church of Ephesus called 1 Timothy. It's just a letter, and we're just kind of working our way through that. But today's a special day where we're going to be emphasizing and talking about what God's doing around the world. So I wanted you to know how you can support that. And with that being said, we're going to open up and go to 1 Timothy chapter 2 today. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter what? Nice. That was good. And we're going to continue this series, but today we're not just going to read the word and teach the word. We're going to practice it as well. So with that being said, I'm going to read the first few verses, and then we're going to put them into practice in a really special way today. So 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1. If you're ready, say yeah. I like this side. Y'all got some soul. I heard it. It reads, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people." Somebody say all people. Now, in the Greek, that word there, all, means all. that never gets old for me. I just like that joke. But it literally means all. And why do I emphasize that? Because some of us that are Christ followers, some of us that love Jesus, it may not be hard to pray for your kids or to pray for your spouse or to pray for the people in your small group that you like, right? But all people means all people. That means you pray for your boss. That may be a little difficult. That means you pray for your coworker or your teammate or your fellow student that gossips about you behind your back. That means you pray for the president, whether you voted for him or not. Can I get an amen? Hey, if you didn't, you should probably pray for him more, right? They need it. But in the context of what we're going to step into today, I think it's integral and pivotal to understand that we get to pray for those that we love, those that we like, and those that may be a little difficult. And here, Paul is encouraging Timothy and the whole church in Ephesus to be lifting up those supplications, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgiving for everyone, for kings and for all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Verse 3, "This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved." Amen. "And to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle." I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, "a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth." And I'm gonna add a little half verse here, verse 8. And he says, "I desire that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling." And we just sang a couple songs that said, "I throw up my hands, I lift up my hands." That is a biblical posture of worship and prayer. And here, Paul specifically calls out the men and says, "Hey, men of God, lift up your hands in prayer. Lift up your hands as a sign of your surrender. Lift up." There's something about when our anatomy aligns with the spirituality in our lives. And even if it's not comfortable, we go, "God, you are worthy of being uncomfortable for." And so that's why we lift up our hands. Some people, if you're new to church, that's a weird thing. But when you do it, you're telling your body, "He is worthy and I praise him." And so what we want to do with these first 7-8 verses is we want to put them into practice today in a special way. Because it encourages us and tells us to pray for people, to praise God for people, that all people would know Jesus. And if you didn't know, I mentioned it earlier, we are a part of a network of a family of churches all over the world that is serving all different kinds of people. We have 9 churches in the United States a part of our church family, from Tampa, Florida, over to San Diego, California, to Tennessee, up in Vancouver, Washington, by Portland. We have 4 churches across Southwest Michigan. And again, thank you. I had one person say, "Wow," right? Like, that's amazing. Thank you, Hayden. He's new. He's like, "Whoa, that's awesome." But it's amazing what we get to be a part of. And they are a part of our church family. But on top of that, we have 9 churches internationally that we help support and partner with and pray with. from just outside of Lagos, Nigeria, to Bogor, Indonesia, to Phnom Penh, Cambodia, to Kingston, Jamaica, Lima, Peru. But today we're going to focus in on one city, one location that it is our honor and privilege to partner with, that we've been partnering with and serving and praying and supporting for decades. And that's Kyiv, Ukraine. We support now four churches, partner closely with four churches in Kyiv, Ukraine: God's Design Church, Borispol Bible Church, God's Family Church, and Preo Church, which we say is Transformation Church. And today we have the honor and privilege to host and welcome up the lead pastor of Transformation Church, Pastor Peter Machenko. He's with us here today. Will you give him a hand as we check this out?
In 1991, the USSR fell. Ukraine stepped into independence, and my dad, Peter Marchenko, along with six other people, planted a church called Preo. You know it as Transformation Church. Over the next 30 years, we grew to weekend attendance of nearly 1,000 people a Sunday and launched over a dozen daughter churches around Kyiv. For years, Waters Edge has partnered with and supported the ministry of Pastor Peter and Transformation Church. And in 2019, we welcomed into the Waters Edge family of churches three more churches in Kyiv: God's Design Church, Borispol Bible Church, and God's Family Church. But in February of 2022, everything changed. Our lives and country were never the same. No one has a guide to tell you how to live in the middle of a war. Our normal routines were disrupted by curfews, air raid sirens, and learning how to get to the nearest bomb shelter. The overwhelming feeling of despair sets in quickly as we are forced to make decision after decision. But it's not just the war around us, it's the war within us, constantly fighting the fear, anxiety, and pain. The heartache, it's unimaginable. But even in the midst of violence and great suffering, we have experienced God's help and comfort in new and powerful ways. Many church members have been forced to relocate, but our churches have not remained empty. Soon after the war broke out, our buildings became shelters, aid distribution centers, and safe havens for those seeking comfort and hope. Russian troops may be reaching our borders, but it is the kingdom of God that is invading the hearts and lives of the people. Thousands of people have come to the church in search of spiritual and physical help, and we are ready to embrace them, to offer both physical bread and spiritual bread of life, Jesus. Thank you, Waters Edge family. Your faithfully given and partnership has allowed our four churches to distribute more than 600 tons of groceries, supplies, and humanitarian aid to refugees and church members in need. Amidst this war, we have held summer camps for young people, continued to minister to the disabled among us, and launched new Bible classes to meet the growing need for the new believers. We continue providing support to the front lines, transporting women, children, and refugees out of harm's way, and spreading the hope and life in Jesus to all. Even in the middle of a war, we've seen over 30 people step into new life and get baptized. At the darkest times, the light shines the brightest. Thank you, Waters Edge, for helping us shine the light of Jesus in Ukraine.
Will you guys join me in welcoming up Pastor Peter Machenko? All right, let's get to it. And we also, Miliana, we are so thankful for you. Miliana was a part of Transformation Church in Kyiv, Ukraine with her family. And some of our church families, the Vanderkamps and a few more, and you guys have given to that. We were able to help them come over to the U.S. They've been here since the war broke out. And we needed a Ukrainian translator. Look at that. There, so she was here with us. She's been serving and attending. Well, Pastor Peter, let me just start by saying thank you. By the way, this is like our Water's Edge living room. You're about to see what it's like when we travel internationally and hang out with our church families and our pastors. Craig, you know what this is like. I talk, she translates, he talks, she translates, I talk. So that's what's going to happen these next few moments, but I think Peter has so much amazing things to say that it's going to be worth it. Amen? Well, Peter, let me start by saying we are so grateful for you. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you that you're taking some time with us here. Peter was in Kyiv, Ukraine, and he can leave the country. Men over 60 years of age are allowed to leave, or if you have more than 3 children, you can leave. And so he is left to come and visit his family here. His daughters are in California. We helped one of his daughters, who you just heard, Oksana, come over. So he was visiting them, and I heard he was going to be in the U.S., and I was like, can you please come by and share with us what God is doing in Ukraine through our church family there? Because I don't know about you guys, but you know, the news here, Peter, covered the war a lot when it first started. The media was telling us almost every day about what was going on. But shortly after that, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock and some other stuff happened with Kardashians. And it's as if we have a short attention span in America. And though the war is still going on, I feel like the media is covering it less and less and less. But many of us, because of our faith family there, we care and we want to know. And so we're excited to hear. But let's just start with that, Peter. How are you doing? And your lovely wife is right here. Can we just give her a hand, by the way, too? She was in that video from the beginning. She is a legend. We love you. Yeah. She's the real brains behind that. But I'm just kidding. But Peter, you and your wife, your kids, how are you guys doing right now?
22 лютого ми прилетіли в Америку.
On the February 24, we went to United States.
Десь за 15 днів до виліту вже по городу вже були повітряні тривоги, як учбові. Тобто людей попереджали, що якщо почнеться війна, щоб ви знали, що це повітряна тривога, вам треба йти в бомбоубежище.
Before 15 days before the war, we thought that it might be the war happening in Ukraine, and we have some sirens for a study.
І мені купили діти квіток, що за 3 місяці до початку війни, але ми не знали, коли почнеться війна.
My kids bought me a ticket to United States, and we don't know when the war will start. So.
І коли 24 лютого почалася війна,
when the war started on the 24th of February.
Це дуже дуже тяжко було для мене.
It was really hard personally for me.
Але Бог підтримував мене, і я практично почав переживати 62-й псалом, де
да. God really helps me in that period of time.
Тільки в Бозі заспокоюється душа моя.
And I read every morning this Psalm 62 when
5 годин ранку я починав з цього псалма читати.
When the writer says that my soul rests in God.
До цього я знав цей псалом.
Before that I knew this psalm.
Але практично почав переживати, коли почалася війна.
But only I feel it when the war started.
Бог кожного з нас веде і випробовує нас.
God leads each of us and
Але
challenges.
Але в час випробування Бог хоче, щоб ми покладалися на нього.
While we have these challenges, we want to see his hand on us.
І на початку війни 70% членів церкви виїхали з церкви.
And when the war started, 70% of church fled the country.
І служіння проводилося десь 130 чоловік залишилося, просто служіння проводилося в малому залі.
Only 130 people stayed in the church.
І підвальне приміщення церкви, воно служило бомбоубежищем.
And our basement floor was as a shelter.
Люди з сусідніх домів приходили в церкву. І
people from neighborhood, they come to the church just for shelter.
І ночували в церкві.
And they stayed for the whole night.
А на день уходили
And on the morning they go back home.
Тому ми, церква, як турбувалися, коли вони приходили, їжу їм давали, і пити давали.
So we as a church, we gave them food, we took care of them, we prayed with them.
Люди були дуже в такому страху.
People were in that fear.
Бо вони не знали, коли і куди прилетить ракета.
Because they didn't know when and where will the missile will arrive.
Тому вони дуже були напружені.
They were really anxious.
Yeah, I love that you guys from day one, when the war broke out, the church became a safe haven for many, whether they were a part of the church or not. Now Peter kind of just says some stuff, like he glosses over it, and I don't want to make sure y'all heard what he was really saying there. So he had a vacation plan to come visit his daughters like months out from the beginning of the war. And like we've told you guys, when the war started, he was on a plane coming here for a vacation to visit his daughter in California. And so we praised God that him and his wife were safe. You know, we're like, hey, they got to safety. But he did not want to stay in California. Him and his wife, after a short amount of time, decided to fly back to a war zone to pastor his church. And I just want to say, Peter, on behalf of us, man, that is so inspiring. Your bravery, your courage. And I know just the heart of a pastor is so real in you. And again, the church was running about 1,000 people, and to see only 130 people left. Now you said that the doors of the church have been open to the community. The church went from 1,000 on a Sunday down to 130 people who stayed. It became a bomb shelter. But since then, you guys have started having church services again every Sunday. What is it like now at Transformation Church? How many services, how many people are there? How is God using the church and the community now?
Бог відкрив нам, як працювати з новими людьми, з біженцями. В Київ приїхали десь біля 300 тисяч біженців.
God helped us and gave this understanding how to work with the new people who come to the church and especially with the refugees.
І в нашому районі тільки біля 50 тисяч біженців.
And near our neighborhood there is only 50,000 refugees.
Wow. Але вони приїхали, з собою взяли тільки один чемоданчик.
And they only have one small suitcase, just documents and
passports. Саме ценні речі, все, більш нічого.
Just a small things.
Тому ми допомагали їм харчами, допомагали їм одягом.
We help them with aid support, with food, with any other supplies that they needed.
І коли я в квітні місяці повернувся, ми вже на Пасху, ми перейшли вже в великий зал.
And in April, when I head back, we moved from the basement to the sanctuary. Amen. On Easter.
Да, і 4 червня у нас було хрещення.
And on June 4, we had people baptized.
Wow.
І вже було 6 людей, які в час війни, вони покаялися, і ми підготували їх і охрестили їх.
There were 6 people that baptized and we prepared them to accept Jesus in his life.
Amen. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, we'll give that. That kind of there's so much that you guys are doing. I think you guys heard over 600 tons of humanitarian aid given through our churches there. You are a big part of that, but that kind of leads me to another question. In watching you guys, it's been so inspiring. I mean, if you heard, they were meeting in the basement, and then on Easter, they were like, no, we're going to fill up the sanctuary. Now they're doing multiple services. And sometimes I think here in the U.S. or all over the world, we can come up with excuses or reasons to not go to church. You know, it's Super Bowl Sunday. I got to get the food ready, right? And again, this isn't an indictment or a judgment, but Peter, we've been so inspired. In the middle of a war, people are finding their way to the church week after week after week, and the church is growing again. What is it about God and church amidst this war that is enabling people to overcome their fear and their anxiety?
Бог нам відкрив бачення, як з людьми працювати. Що те, що робив Христос.
God gave us this understanding what to do with the new people that are coming.
Христос дбав про людей.
And we are doing what Jesus did on earth. He cares about people.
Він зціляв їх, він кормив їх.
He take care of them, he pray with them,
and he... І ми почали турбуватися про людей.
And right now we are taking care of,
і люди це помітили.
And people saw that.
І вони йдуть до церкви.
And people are going to the church.
Бо знають, що за них там турбуються.
Because they know in the church the people will take care of them.
І в багатьох було питання.
And people mostly ask questions.
Хто ми такі, що ви про нас турбуєтесь?
And people ask who we are that you are taking care of us.
І ми вже розповідали, що ми виконуємо те, що Христос нам поручив.
And we are doing his work here on earth.
Люди тянуться там, де їх люблять.
People are going there where being loved.
Люди тянуться там, де їх турбуються про них.
People are going there where people praying for them and love them.
І ми в цей час розповідали їм про Христа.
And in that time we talked about Jesus.
Через нас Христос про них турбується.
That through us Jesus is taking care of them.
І на рівні харчів ми б давали їм Євангеліє.
And as food we gave them a spiritual food.
І це вони приймали це, бо вони бачили, що їх залишили, вони домівки залишили, свої місця залишили, але тут турбуються, куди вони приїхали.
They left their homes and they come right now here in church.
І у квітні місяці ми почали один біблійний клас, потім він вирос, ми другий почали. Почали вівторок, потім другий в середу, потім людей багато в четвер, потім в п'ятницю. І зараз у нас 6 біблійних класів для нових людей.
And as for there's new people who are coming, non-believers, we made a biblical study classes. And we start from one class per week, and right now we have 6 classes per week.
Wow.
It's a...
Amen. No. That's new believers coming and studying the Bible.
І це зовсім нові люди, які перший раз відкрили Євангеліє.
And this is those people who are just opened their Bible for the first time.
Вони думали, що є різниця між Євангелієм і Новим Заповітом.
They thought that there is a difference between gospel and the New Testament.
Ми кажемо, це одне.
And we're saying that that's the same thing.
Тобто ми вчимо їх першим шляхам життя Євангелія, першим кроком.
We teach them step by step.
Да, і саме і коли ми почали біблійні класи, людей почало більше приходити в церкву. Вони серед неділі приходили на біблійні класи, а в неділю приходили на служіння.
And when they start the biblical classes, a lot of people start coming to our church.
Влітку завжди людей поменшає в церкві. А у нас влітку більше стало людей.
In summer there is usually not much people, but in our summer a lot of people were came to our church.
Amen.
І потім після хрещення ми почали вже друге служіння, бо на першому вже не було місць.
After people baptized, we started two services per Sunday because we have no place, we should divide it to two services.
Launching new services in the middle of a war, man. How many people are coming to the church right now on a weekly basis?
Десь біля 600 людей.
It's about 600 people.
Wow. Praise God. Can we give God a hand for that? To go from 1,000 down to like 150, back up to... And these are new people coming to Christ. These aren't the same church members.
І в час війни біля 10 церков в Києві закрилися.
And in the midst of the war, there are some other churches that were closed.
У нас церква зростає.
And in our church, the church is growing.
В час війни ми відкрили ще 2 дочірні церкви, в Борисполі і на Соломенки.
And in the midst of the war, we opened 2 sisters' churches.
Бог чудеса творить.
They're planting churches in the middle of a war. That's... I'm not convicted, you're convicted. No, right?
І ми зрозуміли, що війна війною, а спасіння йде по розпорядку. Бог спасає і в час війни.
We understand that there is a war and even through that God saving his people.
Wow.
Війна – це час, коли можна захватити нових людей для Царства Божого.
The war is when you can tell people more about gospel and take them to God.
Бо в час війни атеїстів немає.
Because when is the war, there is no non-believers.
I don't know if y'all caught that. When God can use a war to bring people to Jesus. You had mentioned that in the first service too. You said, thank God for the war, because some of these people would not have come to Jesus.
Yes, yes.
That's a whole nother level of faith, Peter, when you can praise God for really hard, difficult things. And speaking of that, you know, we see the news updates with the missiles and the tanks, but you guys actually know people, have friends and family that are fighting and that have lost their lives. How are you and your church members balancing the grief and mourning that you must be feeling, all the while pressing forward and ministering to people and taking care of people and fighting?
У нас кожен вечір, з понеділка по п'ятницю, кожен з 6 до 7 у нас година молитви.
We have all week we have 1 hour of prayer.
І люди приходять, які ще не покаялися, але вони приходять на молитву.
And people come who are not baptized yet, they just come just for praying.
Бо на молитві ми молимося за воїнів, молимося за полонених, молимося за поранених. І люди, які приходять, каже: мій тато на фронті, мій син на фронті, мій чоловік на фронті.
We are praying for people who get injured, for people who are in army right now, and we're taking care of them.
І людям це притягує їх, що тут моляться про їх близьких.
And people want to be in the church because they're caring about their family and other people.
І в один час, коли молитва була в 6 годин, пів сьомої приходить мені смс-ка.
And when there was one of the praying, I got a message.
Член нашої церкви,
one of member of our church,
Ваня Гуменюк, він на фронті.
He is in army right now.
Він на передовій.
He is serving in army.
І він прислав, і дякує за молитви церкви.
He was so thankful for praying that church did.
Бо в той час ракета упала 100 метрів від бліндажа, де вони знаходилися.
And because at that moment there was a missile that came by, was so near to this.
І каже, що я цим свідкую іншим воїнам, що церква за нас молиться.
And he telling to other people
who
is in army.
І тому ми живі осталися, і ракета взорвалася 100 метрів від нашого бліндажа, де вони знаходилися.
And he telling to other people in army that, you know, church are praying for us, and he telling the story that was there was a missile was passing by.
І це відповідь на молитві.
And this is the answer for our praying.
І люди це бачать, що Бог і в час війни він відповідає на молитві.
And people saw that God, even in the midst of the war, he answering to our prayers.
Amen. 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 Like, yeah, God can move mountains and he can move missiles. And we're going to keep praying for that, Peter. One of my favorite things about, we call Peter the Godfather. I don't know if you can tell. He just kind of has that energy, you know, like, and that big Ukrainian accent. I love it. You can say whatever you want. And I'm like, yeah. And we just love being around him. But one of my favorite things about you, Peter, is you have so much, you just emit joy and peace, even in the middle of a time like this. How have you personally maintained that joy and that enthusiasm and that energy while you're walking through this?
Коли повітряна тривога,
when there's a siren,
я зразу починаю молитися.
I just start praying.
І в церкві скажу, коли повітряна тривога, молиться, бо ви не знаєте, куди впаде ракета.
And I'm telling the same thing to the church. When is the siren, I'm just start praying.
Тому що в нашій родині з дружиною ми живемо, міль від нас упала ракета, 2 милі від нас упала ракета. І ми не знаємо, де, коли вона впаде біля нас чи в нас.
You need to pray because you don't know where the missile will come next. And even near our home there was a missile.
І тому в ці часи ти більш довіряєш Богу.
And especially in those hard times you more trust in God.
Ти становишся практичним християнином.
You becoming the real Christian.
Ти на собі переживаєш довіра Богу, що життя в руці Бога.
You feel how it's to trust God.
І це вдохновляє, що я кожен ранок, у мене щоденник.
It inspires me, and every morning I read this notebook.
Я кожен ранок заповняю його.
I write there notes.
Я читаю і заповняю, що Бог відкриває мені.
I write there everything that God opened to me.
5 годин ранку, кожен день.
In 5 in the morning, every morning I do it.
Я з Біблії. В 6 годин ранку я виходжу в ефір, Facebook для церкви. Я вже те, що я отримав, я хочу поділитися з церквою. І в 6 годин ранку церква получає повідомлення від мене.
And after that, in 6 o'clock in the morning, I record myself in video and post on Facebook that God gave me to me.
Yeah, I watch it. I don't understand it, but I watch it. I love your energy.
Да, да. І я ділюся цим з людьми, бо люди в страсі. Люди, які приходять даже в церкву, вони в страсі.
And I shared that word with people because they're in fear.
А я кожен ранок говорю: "Слава Богу, ніч прийшла спокійна, ми живі. Слава Богу, алілуя".
And I said that hallelujah, we are alive every day like hallelujah, we are alive.
Далі молимося. Приходьте, будь ласка, ввечері будемо молитися, щоб Бог захистив нашу країну, захистив людей.
And we are praying that God protect our country and people who live there.
Amen. Now you said a word there, Peter. You said fear. Because there is a literal enemy you guys are dealing with right now. In the Russian troops. Now, we just said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says, pray for all people. And one of the things that has impacted me is not just your attitude and prayers for your church and the Ukrainians, but the way you've spoken about Russia and Russians. What is it like to be praying for and to have compassion even for your enemy at this time?
Дуже важливий вопрос, бо людей іноді ненависть народжується. То, що вороги на нас напали, русські, в них ненависть. Але ми...
It's really hard to pray for those, for enemies.
Але ненависть, вона народжує ненависть. Тобто ми нічого не змінимо своєю ненавистю.
But when you hate people, you will not change anything.
Тому ми молимось в церкві за Росію, щоб Бог відкрив їм вуха, відкрив їх очі, щоб вони побачили, що вони роблять.
And we're praying for those people that God opened their ears and eyes and changed them.
І ми віримо і молимося, щоб поразка в війні розкрила очі росіянам, і вони покаялися, що вони зробили.
And we also pray for Russia and for Russian troops that God opened their eyes and they saw the truth.
Бо вони дуже осліплені.
Because they right now
і тільки Бог може відкрити їх очі.
And only God can open.
Але Христос каже: "Моліться за ворогів".
And God says, pray for your enemies.
І молимося, щоб вони покинули Україну, пішли з України живими.
We pray that they left Ukraine.
Нащо помирати на чужій землі?
Why there is no sense to life on someone's on the Ukrainian earth.
Господи, виведи їх додому і все.
Just go home.
За це ми молимося.
Sorry, pray for.
We'll join you in that prayer that they'll go home and that God will open their eyes and hearts for sure. Peter, there's so many stories that come to mind. Your wife was telling us in between just some of the ways you're serving the community there and ministering. Electricity is very scarce right now, and she told me that you guys will turn the generator on and you have a bunch of iPhone and phone cables, and people from the community just come to charge their phones, and y'all just tell them about Jesus when they're charging their phones. You are so creative, and God's working through that. And at the same time, you know, you mentioned in the first service, Your daughter Oksana, her husband could not leave the country, and he's now been enlisted. How are you balancing that? Like, hey, finding creative ways to get people to Jesus, and at the same time knowing your son-in-law is serving in the army.
Ну, ми молимось кожен день за нього. Кожен день, кожен раз молимось, щоб Бог захистив його, щоб Бог зберіг його, і щоб він захистив і родину моєї Оксани.
We pray for him a lot, for his safety, and also we're praying with my daughter.
Так. І діти мої тут в безпеці знаходяться, і онуки.
My kids and grandkids, they're in a safe place, which is important.
Але ми служимо в небезпечному місці.
But we serve in a dangerous place.
І Бог нас до цього кликає.
Jesus is calling us to do this job.
І люди, які приходять заряджати гаджети, бо по 12, по 14 годин немає світла.
And there is the people who charging, as you said, the phone.
А церкві генератор.
And there is a generator in our church and just sitting in phones.
І ми їх пригощаємо. Будь ласка, чай, кава.
And we say, you can drink some coffee or tea.
Ось Євангеліє, будь ласка. This is, познайомтесь.
There is a Bible for you. You can get
know. Amen. I like
it. Поки заряджається гаджет, вони
while the phone is charging, you can read the Bible.
Будь ласка, приходьте в неділю на служіння.
Please come on Sunday service.
Yeah. Для ваших дітей недільна школа є.
For your kids there is a Sunday
school. Для підлітків є підліткове служіння.
For your adult and teenagers.
Для молоді є молодіжне служіння.
For adults.
Для сімейних є сімейне служіння.
For families there is another service.
Для інвалідів є інвалідне служіння.
For people with special needs we have also service as well.
Okay, yeah. They're in the middle of a war, they're launching new churches. They're started, I think you said like 5 or 6 services throughout the week for different types of people. I just love the passion and creativity that you have amidst adversity. Here's what I would love, because you're an incredible pastor. Y'all can tell he's just vivacious. Like he's just, it's contagious, your passion. But you're an incredible speaker of the Word of God. I love to learn from you from a distance and when we get to join you there in Kyiv. Kind of looking here at Central, at this church, those watching online, joining us on YouTube, maybe in the future, or our Water's Edge family of churches. Is there anything you would say to us that you want to share or deposit in us, Peter?
Ви знаєте, що в час війни у нас було дуже скрутне становище матеріальне. Бо 2 місяці ми не могли заплатити за церкву, за електрику, бо не було пожертвувань. Люди виїхали.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the midst of the war, in hard situation, we didn't have financial aids to pay for the church.
І ваша церква підтримувала нас.
And your church has supported us.
І ви на іншому континенті живете, але ви з нами, ви в нашій країні, ви з нашою церквою.
Even though you're living on the other part of the planet, you are with us.
Ви не байдужі, ви не байдужі до нас.
You are caring about us.
І це надихає нас працювати з людьми.
And it inspires us to work with the people.
Тобто Бог через вас нас надихає і нас і наших служителів надихає служити іншим людям.
God through you inspires us and we want to help people.
Це так Бог працює.
It's how God works.
Ми єдині в служінні для Царства Божого.
We are all united for his kingdom.
Мені це дуже вдохновляє, і не тільки мені, і церкву вдохновляє далі служити.
I'm inspired by that and church as well.
Тому ми дуже дякуємо за молитви, за матеріальну підтримку.
We are so thankful for everything that you're doing to the church, for your praying, for your financial support.
І ми віримо, що ми разом дійдемо до перемоги.
And we are believe that we will go to the victory.
Amen. Amen. It brings tears to my eyes every time you talk about being inspired, because I feel like you and your church and you guys, you are the inspiration. Pastor Lynn came up to me in between services and he says, you know, when we hear you talk, sometimes it feels like we're playing church and y'all are doing church. And it's really a privilege to be partnering with you guys. It is our honor, Peter. And we were with you long before the war and we'll be with you long after. I think it would only be appropriate for us to apply the scripture we read and spend some time before we end today praying together. What are some ways, and I want to just tell you guys this, like I meet with Peter at least once a month over a Zoom call, and I'll ask him every time, like, hey, what do you need? What can we do? And you know, Peter has hardly, I can't think of one time with me that he's ever asked for money. Or he's always like, we need leaders, pray for leaders. We want to help these people pray. He's just asking for prayer support. And it's such a blessing to come alongside them. And I just want to say thank you to you guys. I want to echo what he said. If you've given to that missions offering, you've given to the work that they're doing in Ukraine. And we're committed to keep doing that, Peter. But how can we specifically best be supporting and praying for you guys in this time?
Ну, перш за все, за мою родину, за мою дружину, за мене, бо ми повертаємося. В березні місяці ми повертаємося знову служити.
First of all, pray for me, my wife. We want to come back to Ukraine and serve.
А діти і внуки залишаються тут.
And my grandkids and kids staying
here. Щоб Бог тут турбувався про них і про нас турбувався там в Україні.
And that God took care of my kids and took care of me and my wife.
Молитися за лідерів церкви. Ми хочемо перейти в майбутньому на третє служіння, але у нас нехватка лідерів, нехватка музикантів.
Please pray for our ministers and leaders because we wanted to open the third service.
У нас друге служіння, ми вже стулья між рядами ставимо стулі.
Because we put some more chairs during the service because a lot of people are coming to the church.
Немає де грішникам сидіти.
There is no place for non-believers to sit. So we want to
That's a fantastic problem.
Тому що Бог послав, дав нам мудрості і вислав нових служителів на служіння.
Pray that God gave us this understanding how to serve people and gave us more people
Лідери
to serve.
Малих груп, діякони, пастори, лідери музичних служінь.
Deacons, musicians, leaders, all kind of workers.
Коли в час війни всі служіння завершились, тобто в час війни. Зараз всі служіння відроджуються.
When the war first started, all the services were canceled. But right now, in the midst of the war, we are renewing all the services.
І ми молимося, щоб Бог ще більше послав служителів нових для служінь.
Just one. We are praying and ask you to pray that God
gave us
more ministers, so God can put a lot of people in our church.
Well, church, I think we can commit to be praying for Peter and Transformation Church, and be lifting those up consistently. Well, here's how I'd love to wrap up our time. Oh yeah, you look like you want to say something.
І молитися за дочірні церкви. Дочірні церкви в час війни теж почали зростати.
And please pray for our sister churches because yes. They start growing and it's the God work.
Восьма дочірня церква, там було всього 25, вони недавно почали, 25 людей було. В час війни вони до 60 вже виросли.
And when the first one of our sister church, there was only 25 people.
Yeah.
And right now they have 60 people.
Wow, more than double.
Бог і нашу церкву благословляє, і дочірні церкви, і ми вдохновляємо, поки війна йде, поки люди йдуть до церкви, захватувати їх для Царства Божого.
God bless us with those people and we glad to serve them.
Amen. Amen. Well, Peter, we're so proud of you. We're so grateful for you. Let's do this. Pastor Craig, would you mind joining us on stage? You've known Peter for a long time now. And if we can, let's just move into a time of prayer, into a posture of prayer. Mm-hmm. And Peter, I'm going to actually ask you if you'll pray in Ukrainian for your country, for your church, maybe even for us, that God would keep showing us how we can best support. And Craig, I'd love to just hear your heart a little bit. And then if you wouldn't mind, on behalf of us, praying for Pastor Peter, I think that'd be a cool way to end. Let's stand up. Church family, you want to stand with us?
Господь, дякую тобі за можливість бути в цій церкві, Central Wesleyan Church. Дякую за братів і сестер, дякую за пастирів, за Крега, за Корі, Тревела. Благослови їх, Боже. Благослови їх далі на служінні. Дякую за їх підтримку нашої церкви. Духовну, матеріальну, фізичну підтримку. Боже, ти турбуєшся про нас через них. Боже, і це ти робиш, Боже. Благослови їх далі. Вдохновляй їх. Благословляємо їх на духовне зростання, на фізичне зростання, на матеріальне зростання, Боже. І все це для твоєї слави, щоб церква в Україні зростала, щоб церква в Україні збільшувалася, Боже. Ми не дякуємо за війну, а дякуємо, що в час війни ми можемо служити людям, які попали в таку ситуацію. Боже, благослови наш народ на покаяння. Благослови наш народ на хрещення в ім'я Твоє. Благослови наші церкви на зростання, щоб нам більше завоювати людей, дітей, підлітків, молодь, сімейних, одиноких, Боже, благослови. Благослови, Боже, і хай Твоя милість, Твоя ласка супроводжує нас і далі. Благослови мене, мою родину благослови, Анушку, дітей, онуків, Боже, захисти від зла, від гріха, і щоб ми далі могли служити для Твоєї слави. Дякую за цю церкву, дякую за пастирів, дякую за підтримку, дякую за турботу про нас. В ім'я Ісуса ми молилися. Амен.
I'm going to pray, but every time I'm with Peter, I'm reminded of the where this all began. It was back in 1990-1991 with a man by the name of Jim Fuller, who's no longer with us. He's actually in glory. And in the 1990s, Central had a heart to reach the world from here in Holland, coined the phrase Holland and beyond. And one thing we did, we mobilized 100 people to go into the world from here. And those people have gone, they've come back. But we also did something else. We, through Jim and Pastor Paul, found a very young evangelist by the name of Peter Marchenko, who was committed to reaching Ukraine. And so we were there when it began, and we're there right now. And the one thing that strikes me when I listen to Peter is one of my favorite passages of scripture is Matthew 11. And in Matthew 11, John sends some disciples to Jesus because he's in prison. He's in a very difficult time and he's struggling to see how this is all a part of God's plan. And having given the word to John's disciples and sent them back, Jesus looks at the crowds and says, I tell you, of all of the men born of a woman, none is greater than John. And then he says this, but I tell you this, even the least in the kingdom is greater than he. What Jesus is saying there is the greatness is found in the ability and the courage to point people to Jesus even when it's difficult. Friends, I want you to know, you may not see it, but you are in the presence of spiritual greatness. And that deserves to be honored. 1 Timothy says, elders worthy of honor are basically worthy of double honor. Peter, you are a spiritual great. And it is our privilege to partner with you. Can we pray for him? Father, what do you say in a moment like this? Romans 8 said that there are times when we pray simply through groans. And our heart aches and groans for the suffering that this man has seen with his own eyes, even his own story that began with family members dying, now continues as he sees his nation, the people that he loves, suffer and die. But Father, I thank you that the cross shows us that you work powerfully through suffering. And I thank you that even in the midst of suffering, Peter has basically held to the truth that he can experience resurrection power even as he struggles. And I thank you for that faithfulness to the gospel. I thank you for his willingness to preach it even when it's difficult. I thank you more for his willingness to live it. Father, you know, for many years I've know that for my own soul's well-being, I need to take a couple of trips a year where I go to people like Peter and I just see how they minister, because I recognize how blessed and privileged we are right here. And so, Father, right now I repent for all of the times when I have made my faith and the church about things that it should never be about. I place conditions in ways, Father, the conditions should never be placed. Father, I repent too for those moments where I think that the church can be built on something other than the gospel and on the ministry of the Spirit. And Father, I thank you for the way that you use this man to remind us today of what really matters. And so, Father, because of his humility, because of his commitment to the gospel, because of his heart for your people and his people, I pray for a fresh anointing on him as this war enters into a season, Father, that we do not know how this will go. And I pray, Father, that he would have the courage to stand firm in this next phase as he has in the last one. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just give him glimpses into the hearts and the minds of the people, that he and his staff, I think of Boris, I think of Vasily, I think of everyone else that is still there ministering, God, won't you give them insight into the hearts and minds of people who are desperately searching for hope and life? And may you, Father, through that supernatural insight, use them to proclaim the message of Jesus in a way that transforms even more lives. And Father, I thank you for the way that you have used the, 870 people who were in Transformation Church and are now, through persecution, scattered throughout the face of the world. Many of them find themselves in countries where the Christian presence is a fraction of what it was in the Ukraine. And I can't help but read that story, Father, and be taken back to the book of Acts, where you used persecution to scatter a people who were safe in that Christian community to parts of the world that never needed it. And it's as a result of that that the gospel has grown and led the churches even here in our own nation. So we pray for the Transformation family here and in Kyiv and around the world, that basically have been placed in a place to proclaim the hope and life of Jesus. May you anoint them. And may Peter, as he just shepherds a scattered family, be given a fresh anointing to just lead in a way that he's never led before. And Father, as he does that, leads in uncharted territory, won't you just help him find people on the fringes who know what it's like to lead in unfamiliar places? Surround him, Father, with people who are just there to serve and to shepherd with him. God, we love you and we thank you for him. We thank you for Anna, and we just pray, God, that you would continue to bless them and their family in Jesus' name. God's people said,
amen. Can we honor Pastor Peter one more time, church family?
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, guys, we want to end by not just speaking prayers, but also singing one. I will say this, if this has tugged on your heartstrings again, you can give to that missions offering. That's a big way to be a part of what God's doing over there. We also, in room W286, right out here, we're still facilitating helping refugee Ukrainian families make their way over to safety. And so maybe you've got some extra rooms in your house, maybe you have some extra resources, but we're gonna be meeting with Peter, his wife, and a few of our other Ukrainian families right out these doors to the left. If you're interested in that, or if you know a way you can help, man, that would be a great next step to get involved. But finally, guys, we're gonna sing a song that we've sang here before, but hopefully it has a new gravitas, like a new weight to it today. It's a song, I Speak Jesus. And we're going to do a little different. Some of you may remember Dina. Dina is actually one of Pastor Peter and Transformation Church's worship leaders. She's been right here on this stage and sang with us. And we called Dina and we told her what was going on. And so she, from Kyiv, Ukraine, is actually going to lead us in this song with our worship team. And she's going to sing in Ukrainian. She's going to sing in English. But as we sing this out, I just pray that it would be our prayer. And there's a line in it, and I can hardly say it without getting emotional, but to watch Dina sing it just hits. There's a line that says, I speak Jesus over my family. I speak Jesus over the city. Then it says this, I speak Jesus over my enemy. And there's so much power in that. And so I would just ask that if for this last moment with Dina and our team, that we would speak the most powerful name, that we would speak the name that saves, that we would speak the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords name in faith. That God would end this war soon, that people would come to him, and that the name of Jesus would be proclaimed in Ukraine and Russia and all throughout the world. Because what the enemy means for evil, God can use for good. And it is in and through the name of Jesus. Sing this with us, church.
Життя, надія і свобода, ім'я Ісус. Your name is power, Your name is healing, Your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows. Burn light.
faz учить меня. Крестем ряву завады и в обличье ворога. Для семьи и краин кажу святе имя Иисус. Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there's peace without your presence. I speak Jesus. Every enemy, Jesus, from my faith.